From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans are celebrating election victories in New Jersey and Virginia tonight. In New Jersey, Democratic incumbent John Corzine has conceded his bid for another term to the GOP's Chris Christie.
I promise you, we may be retiring from politics, but we're not retiring from life. We're speaking up in the things we believe in. We will join you in that fight to make sure every American, every person has a chance to live the life that American promise gives. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
In Virginia, Republicans won three of the state's top offices from member station WVTF in Roanoke. Connie Stevens has more.
With about 60% of the vote, Republican Bob McDonnell took the gubernatorial race with the lopsided results the polls predicted. Other winners included his running mate for Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, up for re-election, and the Republican candidate for Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. It was apparent the GOP voters responded to McDonnell's effort to make the election a referendum on national politics.
We will honor the words of Thomas Jefferson to keep a wise and frugal government, and we will do everything possible to keep taxes and regulation and litigation and spending to a minimum here in Virginia so that freedom can grow.
One of McDonnell's first jobs will likely be tackling a cash crunch and responding to a budget shortfall of at least $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Connie Stevens in Roanoke, Virginia.
Voters in New York City have handed Michael Bloomberg a third term as mayor. Yet to be decided, though, is a special congressional election in upstate New York. That race grabbed national headlines after it highlighted divisions in the Republican Party. Voters in California are also picking a congressman for a vacant seat. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has landed in Cairo, where she's been holding a series of meetings with Egyptian officials about the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. She's due to meet Wednesday with President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with the secretary and has this report from Cairo.
Clinton's visit to Cairo will include talks with two key players who are critical to the Mideast peace issue, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and his intelligence chief, General Omar Suleiman. She'll also meet with her Middle East peace envoy, George Mitchell, who has been in the region for several days holding his own set of meetings with Arab and Israeli leaders. Clinton spokesman P.J. Crowley says the focus of this last-minute visit to Egypt is to determine how to further nudge Israel and the Palestinians from their seemingly intractable positions back towards the negotiating table. Clinton is looking for any sort of breakthrough. Her spokesman Crowley said baby steps can create a momentum of their own. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Cairo.
Stocks turned in a mixed performance Tuesday. The Dow fell 17 points, but the S&P was up 2. This is NPR. Two African presidents and a king have planned a summit this week to help break the latest political deadlock in Zimbabwe. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
The presidents of Mozambique and Zambia will meet with the king of Swaziland in the Mozambican capital of Maputo on Thursday to discuss the situation. Zimbabwe's prime minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, has suspended participation in that nation's unity government. Tsvangirai is accusing Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, of blocking reforms and organizing attacks on Tsvangirai party supporters. Mugabe and his party allies have denied the allegations. But government functionaries loyal to Mugabe recently prevented a special United Nations torture investigator from moving about in the country. This week, the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is in Harare, talking with both Mugabe and Tsvangirai. Zimbabwe's political crisis has dire economic repercussions for the entire region. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
General Motors has surprised observers and decided to hold on to its European unit. GM's board of directors made the decision not to sell its Opel and Vauxhall brands to a group led by the Canadian auto supplier Magna International at a meeting in Detroit today. CEO Fritz Henderson says Europe's business climate and GM's overall health have both improved since it put the division up for sale. GM is among the automakers reporting higher levels of sales. GM says it's had its first monthly gain in almost 2 years in October. The White House says detainees at Guantanamo Bay are not yet receiving vaccinations against swine flu. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says no vaccines are on the way to the naval base and none are on the way. Critics objected, though. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.